What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go right back to the telephones. John in Barbados, you had something else you wanted to add.
Yes, well, as far as I can see, the indications are that Obama is involved in this corruption right up to his neck. I think, it could really rebound because, he claimed that there was no fraud going on. And now we've got fraud investigations in Florida, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, all over the place.
Well, we knew that already. First of all, we know that Obama was lying through his teeth about when he found out about Hillary Clinton's private server, that he'd actually been using it. He'd been notified six separate occasions by Huma Abedin that the private server's domain and addresses were changing. He used the server himself. We know that Hillary Clinton certainly would not have taken it on her own authority to be sending weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. That had to come from above. And I don't think Loretta Lynch would take it upon herself to be blocking the FBI investigations unless she were getting orders from above.
Well, I think this, looking at the information currently available, and there's obviously a lot more to come over the next over this weekend, there's grounds now for impeachment, not just of Hillary, but Obama too.
Absolutely. And actually, Obama has committed impeachable offenses all along. Congress lacks the spine to actually do anything about it.
Well, maybe the efforts of the FBI and others will, and Trey Gowdy and his friends will give them the backbone to proceed.
That would certainly be a good thing to see. But again, Congress, I haven't been following the congressional races. I know there's an anti-incumbency fever out there. I don't know how effective it's going to be. If there's a major shakeup in Congress, even the ones who hold on to their office are going to realize the time has come to remember that they work for the American people. But if Congress, for the most part, remains unchanged, they're going to be defending the status quo and the corruption against Donald Trump, which is why I keep saying, if Donald Trump pulls off an upset next week and is able to overcome the election fraud, our work is only just beginning. Because we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, 300 million strong, and glare through the windows of those offices on Capitol Hill and remind those senators and representatives who they're really supposed to be working for. And we're not going to put up with being put to the back of the bus behind Israel, the military-industrial complex, the big pharmaceutical corporations, and Wall Street.
Well, I have my big rubber clown hand with the index finger pointing upwards to wave John McCain goodbye.
Yeah, that is a state race I'm definitely paying attention to. It's time for McCain to go. And Harry Reid. I'd love to see Harry Reid go down in flames at some point.
Well, I can see that some of these states that are really blue and are not considered to be, in the swing state areas, they could go Trump.
Well, that's what our caller from here in Hawaii was saying. And that's certainly my feeling here. Everyone assumes Hawaii is going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and they're not paying any attention. It could flip the other way and catch them all by surprise. I mean, that's how Obama got on the inside back in 2008. They weren't paying attention to him until all of a sudden he was a force to be reckoned with, and they had to deal with him. So next Tuesday, we're going to find out what's really going on. But again, a reminder to all of our listeners, okay, I would say probably starting Monday morning, turn off the corporate news media. Don't listen to forecasts. Don't listen to polls. Don't listen to projections. Just get out there and vote on Tuesday. And if you are voting for Donald Trump, wear red. That's it.
Well, because these safe blue states may not be safe at all because the vote riggers don't seem to be too heavily involved in those states, and Donald Trump could steamroll through.
Yeah, he could. We could see that. I mean, I'm hearing from people in some of these other traditionally blue states saying, everybody around here has got Trump signs out.
Yeah, so we look forward with great expectation. We'll see.
Yes, we certainly will. All right, John, got to let you go. Got a bunch of calls to get through here. Wes in Idaho, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Mike. Talk about candidates that are unjustly vilified. David Duke won the recent debate 95%, is what the poll said. A Democratic candidate, Carolyn Vineyard, said that he was a snake, and he had to be escorted in and out of this Dillard University. I guess these black people matter. We're supposed to believe that the police are doing drive-by shootings on people like Eric Garner, a 360-pound man that was selling cigarettes to 10 and 12-year-old kids. Is that the kind of man that Colin Kaepernick is not standing up for? Here's a picture of the Zuma press of a Michael Brown stepfather, Lewis Head, just minutes before he was going to loot and burn the city of Ferguson. He's got a shirt on of his stepson, Michael Michael Brown, with a mortar board head, hat on his head. Is he a Princeton University scholar? Is that what we're supposed to believe? Colin Kaepernick, I guess, was
okay,
fined
Wes, okay, you're kind of jumping all over the place here again, and you're hyperventilating, and I need you to make your point.
Well, David Duke won the recent debate by 95%. I hope you'll cover that issue a bit. I mean, David Duke is
He's a very smart guy. We've had him on the show. I was very impressed with it.
Yes, and they're calling him Holocaust denier and KKK, you know, trying to vilify him. When he was a state representative, almost got the governorship, and it looks like he ought to get the Senate seat with 95% of the people.
Well, it would be nice to see him do that here, because mostly I think we're all suffering Israel fatigue. We're sick and tired of constantly having the Holocaust rubbed in our face by Hollywood and Israel, especially since so much of that official story has already been discredited. Wes, we're going to let you go here, and because we got a bunch of callers here, we're going to switch to Mary in New Jersey. Oh, before we go to Mary, though, I need to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And so, Mary in New Jersey, what's on your mind?
Okay, man. I wanted to talk about the FBI, but first I just want to say Bev Harris was 2 days ago on, you know, and I don't know if you saw that, but she said that more recent study, some of these machines, they have fractionalized, meaning your vote doesn't count a whole vote. It is, and she said it's in about 23 states, and she had someone show her. And you could do this in about 4 seconds, reset all those machines to like 43%. So no matter how many votes, 100, 2,000, whatever the person gets, it's always going to stay at 43%. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. Okay. And, you know, Bev Harris has been doing this amazing work. One of the things I think that is really giving away the situation are these machines that are coming from Smartmatic, which is over in Europe. It's tied in with George Soros. These machines are deployed in something like, I think, 11 states. They haven't actually been certified for use in U.S. elections. And we know the certification's a joke, because the certified machines are set up to steal elections, but it's so out of control. They're not even bothering to go through that anymore. Here's a button. Push it. Tomorrow we'll tell you who your new ruler is. That's basically what American elections are.
And I heard they raided a polling place today. I don't know where exactly. But also they're supposed to keep a written record of what they are for some time. And I don't know where it's a law in some certain places. They're supposed to keep a written record of the results, and evidently they have been throwing out.
Yes.
Certain places have been throwing out. But anyhow, I wanted to call because somebody mentioned this the other day. It was Steve Pachenik, who's a psychiatrist. He's in the CIA. He said they are with the FBI, who the State Department controls the FBI. Donald Trump does not control the FBI. And in cooperation with WikiLeaks, they are conducting a counter coup. So they have planned this for quite a long time, even before Trump even announced he was running. They said some of remember all the devices that Hillary said that were supposedly crushed? She handed devices over to FBI people to crush. Well, guess what? They didn't crush them.
Yeah, they still have them here. I have to take one issue here, okay? I don't know that this was a planned counter coup because, frankly, 2 weeks ago, it looked like things were coasting along. The wild card came out in New York, and I think people saw this new trove of 650,000 emails, far too big to ignore and pretend it wasn't an issue. And I think a lot of people are saying it's an opportunity. The door is open. This is our last chance to do something about the path this nation is on. And that's why everybody is jamming on through. Certainly the Department of Justice, at least at the level of Loretta Lynch, is not in control of the FBI. It's arguable that even James Comey is no longer in control of the FBI. What they're dealing with is a bureaucracy that has gone rogue and is sick and tired of being seen by the American people as the new Nazi state. Hopefully something is going to come on out of this. Again, we're hearing that New York is getting ready for arrests and search warrants over some of the sexual crimes aspect of their investigation, because that's what they were investigating on the laptop. So
Can I say something else?
Yeah, real quick. We got a bunch of other calls to get to.
I think there are multiple people investigating. There's also Hagman and Hagman. He was on there today. They're lawyers, but they're investigators, and he came out with that New York City stuff. But he said stuff sent to him, I'll tell you, they were. It indicates that not only Bill, but Hillary and Huma were on that Lolita plane multiple times. And also, he said he has pictures sent to him, not email, but pictures, not electronic, that he said there's evidence of Aleister Crowley and Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff that's so wicked, okay?
At this point in the game, I'm not interested in anybody telling me that something is about to happen or we've got these pictures we're going to make. I mean, look at Anonymous. They had been promising all along that they were going to have a video dump by Election Day. It still hasn't happened. Right now, my policy is when somebody actually releases something, when we can see the video, when we can see the picture, then it's newsworthy. Other than that, I'm not going to waste airtime or screen time, speculating about what somebody says they may have next week, okay?
I think they're just different people working together.
We're all working together trying to restore the country. All right, Mary, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Minnesota. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Michael. I was on the internet back in the days, and I used to save information to floppy disks. And one of the things I saved to a floppy disk I still have is a U.S. government report. I think it was the State Department, where when they were in Haiti, if you remember the first Clinton, they passed the Brady Bill, and they had U.S. troops in Haiti at that time. And the Haitian government wanted the U.S. troops to go around and confiscate guns. Well, they didn't do that, but they sent in with U.S. financing to help the Haitian government try different gun confiscation techniques. And it was obvious from this report, I think with the impetus of the Brady Bill, and they thought they were going to keep moving from there, they wanted to figure out, this is what this report was saying, we want to figure out on this micro scale what the best way, without getting resulting violence, to confiscate guns.
And it looks like they didn't really find one.
Well, the Clintons have been in Haiti messing around in there for a long time.
The Haitians hate the Clintons. The Haitians hate the Clintons. There's more information coming out of Haiti there as well. All right, Tom, going to let you go here. Before we take any more phone calls, I do have to get some real news in here. Okay. Now, do you remember when this woman who'd been on The Apprentice and been fired, Summer Zervos, came on out and said that Donald Trump had groped her? And she hadn't said anything at the time. You know, she'd been saying Donald Trump was a wonderful guy. She had a great time in the show. And then all of a sudden, just in time to help Hillary, she comes on out and says, oh, he groped me, he groped me. Well, there is a story that came out of gotnews.com where apparently some of the other young lovelies who worked on The Apprentice are going public that they were approached and offered bribes to accuse Donald Trump of sexual assault. And the name Gloria Allred is mentioned in the story, and the amount of $500,000 is mentioned in the story. And apparently they went virtually to every woman who'd ever been on the show that they thought might be persuaded to become an accuser against Donald Trump. And they finally got one who would sell herself for that price. And it's another indication. All of these stories are just made up out of thin air. Donald Trump has been in the public eye for 30 years. And it wasn't until he ran against Hillary Clinton that he was accused of being racist or sexist. All right, we're going to go back and take another phone call. Chris in Las Vegas, what's on your mind?
Thank you so very much, Michael. I had the occasion yesterday to attend the Donald Trump Jr. rally in Las Vegas at the Ahern Extreme Center. Probably 300 people or so attended, and I had on a Hillary for prison shirt. And they originally, two of us arrived wearing similar shirts, and we were approached thinking they were Hillary supporters infiltrating the crowd, although when they saw the in prison, they were greatly relieved and became instantly cordial and appreciative of our attendance. And I thought it was in total opposition to your observation, but I was glad of it.
Well, you know, the gentleman who came up trick-or-treating to my door was obviously a Democrat. And it was just the eagerness that he had to see somebody wearing a Hillary T-shirt was very, very telling. It was clearly not something he'd been seeing a lot of. Anyway, anything else, Chris?
No, thank you very much. It was cautionary, but it was great. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Angela in North Carolina. Angela, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, I was just making sure you could hear me. I'll make it really quick. Hillary Clinton's on the campaign trail, and she's using that, she's telling people that if they don't get out and vote for her, we're not going to have another election in the United States, and I just want to know what you thought about that. And I know this is her pushing her ideas on what's probably going to happen if she gets in, and what you think about that.
Yeah, she's projecting again. And that has become such an obvious situation. Whatever she's doing, whatever crime she's doing, whatever agenda she has, oh, that's Donald Trump. You know, and at this point, it's become such a repeating pattern. And obviously, one of her campaign advisors had said, just go on out and say that Donald Trump is the Antichrist, and, you know, we'll just take it from there.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. I'll let you go so you can get back to the news. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take one more phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
I want to just make a point here about people. If indeed the FBI and the NSA and some of these people are pushing back and against the Clintons and this corruption, that I think we should make a point of stop referring to it as any kind of coup that has such negative connotations, especially with all the allegations about Russian servers and, you know, all that stuff. We should call it what it is. These guys are truth-telling whistleblowers. And let's take that connotation completely out, even if they're calling themselves that. You know?
Well, I mean, maybe it's time to start using the word revolution.
Well, I think we'd be better off calling it truth tellers or whistleblowers. Who is really negative?
Well, most people don't even have a connection to that. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to close the phone lines for a bit because I got news. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com. And it's basically a link to the Wikipedia page about the Keating Five scandal. And it's germane today because if you are in Arizona, you need to refresh your memory about this story because it did involve Senator John McCain. And basically, this was a huge scandal back in 1989, and it involved Alan Cranston, Dennis DeConcini, John Glenn, John McCain, and Donald Wrigley. And they were accused of improperly intervening on behalf of Charles Keating, chairman of the Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, which was being investigated by the Federal Home Loan Bank Board, which then backed off the investigation under pressure from the Keating Five, and Lincoln Savings and Loan eventually collapsed. And McCain was right in the middle of that. So you Arizona voters need to be paying attention to that before you head to the polls. All righty. Now then, getting onto the war zones. Things are heating up. We're very concerned. Russia has now formally lifted their ban on the most advanced weapons being sold to China. Now, Russia and China are strategic partners, and they share a lot of stuff back and forth, but Russia has sort of been keeping the best of the best goodies for itself. That is now over, and they are going to be sending Sukhoi Flanker E-fighters to the Chinese, and basically they're doing it openly to challenge U.S. power in the region. Not that it might take all that much to challenge U.S. power, because in addition to all of the weapons, which really aren't very good, F-22, F-35, Independence class, Littoral class, the Gerald R. Ford, on and on and on and on and on, Ashton Carter is basically looking at reforms that will relax the rules on recruiting. Apparently, they're not able to find enough of the really strong, healthy people willing to sign on to the military. And they're relaxing the rules where they're actually going to take people who are using drugs, are single parents, overweight. Doesn't sound like an effective fighting force. Bad weapons and poor soldiers, that's a recipe for disaster. Now, as you know, the U.S. is responding to Syria and Russia's actions in Aleppo by screaming about the bombing of civilians and the civilian casualties. And Russia will come on and say, well, you tell us where the moderate rebels are and we'll leave them alone, and the U.S. won't do that. The U.S. is blending everybody together. And every time there's a humanitarian aid corridor opened up, the U.S.-backed terrorists will threaten the civilians not to use it, to stay where they are, or they'll be shot dead. And if they are able to get out of Aleppo, their families will be killed. The U.S. is keeping the civilians there to use as human shields. But ultimately, it's being seen as the ultimate in U.S. hypocrisy, because the civilian deaths in Aleppo do not even begin to rise to what was going on in Iraq during Operation Desert Storm, when they were pounding on Baghdad. And they were blowing up hospitals and schools and a huge amount of civilian casualty. The U.S. didn't seem to have a problem with that. And let's look at what Israel's been doing in Gaza year after year after year after year that kills mostly civilians. Nobody seems to make a stink about that. It's only when the U.S. is trying to find some way to complete their plan to remove Bashar al-Assad and impose a puppet ruler on Syria that all of a sudden they're worried about the civilians. Now, over in Yemen, the U.S. is officially condemning the slaughter of civilians in Yemen. And U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power came on out with the usual platitudes about humanitarian crisis in Yemen. Thousands have been killed. They're starving to death. Blah, 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 blah. At which point, a lot of other people there at the United Nations stood up and said, look, this is all your fault. The U.S. started this. The U.S. is giving the Saudis the weapons that are killing civilians and destroying the food supply. And all of this goes back to the U.S. agenda to kick out the democratically elected government of Yemen and impose a puppet ruler that the people of Yemen simply do not want. Nobody wants to buy the U.S. bovine excrement anymore. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines again because I got a lot of news to get through before the lovely Lady Claire joins us at the top of the hour. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike? As a veteran. I think the military has already lowered its standards a while ago. I think that Bergdahl is an example because everything I was reading about Bergdahl's behavior and thinking shows that he should never have gotten the military in the first place, that he wasn't all there.
Well, I think you're right there. And you know, part of it is when I was a kid, this being before Vietnam, when we were still in that post-World War II glow, if you will, being in the military was seen as an honorable profession. You know, kids were growing up wanting to be a sailor or a pilot or something like that. And Vietnam definitely changed that. And while the U.S. government is considering a draft, they're holding off on it because drafts tend to be very, very unpopular politically, especially when the country is already unified against any more wars to begin with. So they've almost been doing what's called an economic draft, which is they're going into neighborhoods, the jobs are going to other countries, there's no support whatsoever, to basically force people who can't find work otherwise to enlist in the military. Of course, what you're getting are the people who couldn't find the jobs that were out there. In other words, you're getting the bottom end of that spectrum of skills and talent. And well, I remember... And that's why our current military is definitely not the caliber that they were, again, prior to Vietnam.
Well, what I was going to say is after 9/11, you actually were getting a good when people really thought that it was not a false flag.
You are correct. You are correct. There was a surge of enthusiasm, yes.
But when people started realizing what a load of garbage that thing about Iraq was and started questioning about whether 9/11 was really the way the government was saying, it started, and as they kept on moving these guys back and forth into the war zones, things started getting a little more unpopular. And I also say this, if they try a draft, you talk about a revolution, if they try a draft now to push their wars in wherever, like in Syria, or try to start a war with Russia, you're going to see, you really will see a revolution, because young people of today, they're not going to go. They ain't no way they're going
to
go.
To heck with the young people. Us old people aren't going to let them go, especially if Hillary steals that election and we know we don't have a legitimate government. You're going to have old people like me that are going to be down there saying, hands off our young kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I'm saying, but they still, if they start drafting, the young people are the ones that started rebelling during the Vietnam War. And, you know, as they started realizing that was a load of, like you say, bovine, what do you call it,
bovine excrement. It's what I can say that the FCC can't get on my case about.
Right. But, you know, there's no question that they're going to look at it like that if they, what's going on with the military today. There's no way you're going to get these people to join. So, you know, they better get their act together. Unless they, you see what's happening now with the FBI. Even the FBI, which, you know, I basically consider stooges of the government, but even there, you see there are patriots within the FBI that are only going to take so much and then rebel. Even the New York City Police Department, when they see some of the real horror that must have been in that computer, I believe there probably was not only child molestation, possibly child sacrifice. When they see stuff like that,
well, I don't know about that, but definitely there was some abuse going on here. Let me make a point here. I've mentioned this before. If you go back, there's a wonderful book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu, and I think it's required reading for anybody who goes to a military academy, along with Miyamoto Musashi's The Book of Five Rings, and in the very first part of The Art of War. It lists all the things that must be in order to win in war. One of them is you must have a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war such that they will fight hard and, if necessary, die to win that war. The second thing you have to have is a civilian – let me finish. The second thing you have to have is a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war such that they will bear the hardships war brings even to the victorious side. And the U.S. government has neither of those.
Well, yeah. Even when you look at World War II with the invasion of Russia, until Stalin started appealing to the patriotism of Russians, not of communists, and stop the purges and all that, and the people started realizing the Nazis were even worse than the communists, that's one of the reasons Russia, you know, folded in the beginning. And until they got understood that the Nazis were even worse, and Stalin started to understand, you better start appealing to Russian nationalism rather than some kind of, you know,
ideology.
Philosophy. Yeah, that's when then the Russians finally turned around and it started kicking the Germans' butts. But so you're right about that. You need some kind of morale. And today the Russians have the morale because they feel that they have a great president. I think he's a great president. I think he's probably the greatest statesman in the world today.
And
they have a country that's worth fighting for. While we, in the meantime, our country is falling apart. It's a shame. But, you know, I never thought I'd see this happening. But it's really this is really what's going on, and
all our military is fighting for is oil pipeline rights of way, access to minerals, and hegemonic domination of the Federal Reserve note. Mark, we're going to let you go. I'm running out of time here. We're going to close the phone lines again and get on back to the news here. Now, despite interference that continues to come in from the U.S. forces, Iraqi troops have retaken six major neighborhoods from ISIS in eastern Mosul. Just bit by bit, Iraq and Syria are taking their country back from these U.S. puppet forces. Now, up in Ukraine, the disaster is continuing there, resulting from that U.S. coup d'etat, which was less than a brilliant success. And apparently there is a major exodus of people trying to get away from the fighting from Ukraine to Russia. 80,000 people a week, and estimates are a quarter of them will never bother to try and return to their homes. They're leaving their homes forever. We're in the middle of the biggest refugee crisis since World War II, which makes sense. We're into World War III. I'm convinced that 50 years from now, the history books are going to say we were in World War III at this particular point in history. Now, story that came on out from the D.C. clothesline. Something big is underway on all fronts. Within the next few weeks, the future of the United States will be decided. And they're talking about this major military buildup over in Eastern Europe, right up against the border with Russia. Battalion-sized element of American troops at the Suwalki Gap, Polish territory, borders Lithuania. And U.S. forces deploying in Poland. We're hearing fighter jets exercising over Pearl Harbor here right now. And Britain is deploying 800 men, tanks, and jets to Estonia. Challenger 2 tanks, APCs. Two companies of French and Danish soldiers are joining them. I think that next Tuesday, if Donald Trump pulls an upset and is able to overcome the election fraud, and repeats Ronald Reagan's come-from-behind victory, I think they're going to start World War III before Donald Trump can get into office. I do think that's what they're going to be trying to do. Now then, it turns out that President Obama is able to deploy all these troops over to Eastern Europe because he's using this special slush fund that was set up for the war on terror. Now, he's not obviously conducting a war against terror when he's positioning troops against Russia, but he's able to basically pull from this fund and pay for all of this without needing to go back to Congress for any permission. With this terror slush fund, Obama can effectively start a war without Congress having anything to say about it whatsoever. That is illegal. It is unconstitutional. Under the Constitution, only Congress can declare a war. By the way, if you're living in Michigan and thought that maybe you were under attack, you weren't having bad dreams and hallucinations. Apparently, a U.S. military aircraft accidentally dropped a number of training bombs and missiles over the state of Michigan. Rather reckless and careless. They were training bombs. They won't explode. But obviously, when they hit the ground, they're traveling fast enough to cause a huge amount of damage. I remember when I was a kid, I've told this story before, they were just starting to test Mylar as an anti-radar system. And dead of winter, they accidentally disgorged a couple of tons of this stuff over our town in New Hampshire, and it just turned it into this amazing Christmas scene of tinsel everywhere that you could see. It was just one of those weird things that happened. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. I'm sorry nobody had cameras and took pictures. I didn't have a camera at that stage in my life. I was a little tiny kid. Turning to the economy, the Saudis are now bracing for bankruptcy. Yes, they may have money to be pouring into the Clinton campaign, or they may be laundering it for somebody else. But apparently, this two-year drop in oil prices resulting from this poorly thought-out oil price war by the United States has inflicted a major blow to what was once one of the world's richest economies. And they're now saying if the situation does not change, Saudi Arabia will be bankrupt between 3 and 4 years from now. The question I think needs to be asked is, why isn't Saudi Arabia cashing in some of their U.S. investments that were part of the petrodollar deal? What is constraining them from saying we want our money back? That's an important question. Let's see. Over on the streets of Paris, there's effectively a war. Armed migrants are fighting running battles in the French capital over turf. They're not even fighting the French people and the French authorities. The French authorities aren't even doing anything about it. There's different factions within. The refugees are now fighting over neighborhoods. Who's going to be in which neighborhood? And they're out there with weapons all the way down to wooden clubs. They're beating each other with wooden clubs there. Just a reminder of how well that whole open border thing that George Soros loves is working out. Story coming on out here. This is from the Express over in Great Britain. Germany's at the boiling point. Things have gotten so bad that German people are forming gangs, going out on the street, hunting and attacking the refugees. And apparently this is getting to be a common situation. Now, the German authorities, under the tender ministrations of Angela Merkel, are out there saying, you have to love the refugees. You have to embrace the refugees. It's amazing. Over in Innsbruck, Austria, there was a Somali man walked into a hospital and attempted to rape a 29-year-old female patient, who fortunately was able to hit the emergency button on the little box by her bed. And unlike the American hospitals, a nurse was there immediately to pull this attacker off of her and call the police. And as I mentioned before in the show, Putin was looking at this recent story where one of the refugees literally raped a small boy at a public swimming pool and was acquitted of all charges on this idea that he didn't speak the local language and had no way of knowing that this six-year-old screaming meant that the six-year-old objected to having what was done to him, done to him. And Putin made a comment that went in the quotes file. When a society cannot protect their own children, they have no future. Now, Michael Savage, who I'm all of a sudden finding myself more and more in agreement with, much to my surprise, is out there saying we're being invaded right now. More than 3 million foreigners, refugees, and illegal immigrants have come into the United States in 2014 and 2015. And they now make up 14% of the entire population. If it keeps up at this rate, in 7 years' time, we American citizens who were born here, grew up here, our families have been here, will be a minority in our own country. Now, as you know, in Great Britain, some judges just handed down a decision that Parliament must be allowed to vote on the Brexit. Now, this is not really a surprise because the referendum vote was always advisory and Parliament had the final say. And it's provoked a bit of a controversy because obviously the Remain people are lobbying Parliament to veto the Brexit. But that could trigger a crisis in Britain because the vast majority of the British people want out of the EU. And we only have to go back as far as, well, say, Charles I to remember that the British people don't always go along with what their rulers think is best for the rulers. And it could trigger a crisis. Now, Theresa May is out there saying Parliament wants to vote, that's fine, but Parliament should vote with the will of the people. All right, let's go ahead and grab a couple of quick phone calls. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, with Errol from the Netherlands.
Yes.
Long time no speak, and aloha.
Aloha. Going to have to be fast. We're coming up on a commercial break.
Okay, I will wait till the commercial break. I need to get some other things. Okay, can we go to the commercial break?
No. All right, I'll tell you what. Errol, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to go to Andy in Texas. Andy in Texas, what's on your mind?
Hey,
Andy,
Mike,
there you are.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to throw something at you real quick. You remember Enron and Ken Lay and stuff and how they just got indicted and whatnot, and he conveniently had a heart attack and disappeared. We didn't see any after thing after that. We didn't see no funeral or anything.
Yeah, I think he's down there in the Cayman Islands playing canasta.
Yeah, so I just want to throw this at you. What if they go through with this indictment for Hillary Clinton, and, you know, we've been hearing about all of her health problems and stuff. They would quickly do that in a heartbeat, and you know the Bushes love her, so she could just run down there to their own little country in South America. What do you think about that? You think they might do that?
It's entirely possible, but they might not even bother with the pretense of her passing away. I think if Donald Trump does win next Tuesday, we're going to see not just all those celebrities, but we're going to see a lot of corrupt politicians leaving the country and heading for any place that doesn't have extradition.
Just walk away from their job, huh? Just
throw it's going to be a bug out. They're going to grab the silverware, empty their bank accounts, and head for the borders.
That's what I thought, too. But, hey, I'm worried as hell, Mike, about this thing. Anything can happen.
Yeah, it is a chaotic time indeed.
Well, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go. Now, if the Brexit does finally succeed, if Parliament does not attempt to thwart the will of the people at great personal risk, they're saying that there will not be a hard border with Ireland, that they're going to keep the open borders approach within the British Isles themselves. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with Errol after these few words.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take our last phone call of the day. Errol in the Netherlands, what's on your mind?
Yes, what's on my mind? On my mind is what we see now. At this moment, I think, personally, Hillary Clinton is with an F word point, and I think Trump is going to make it. I think personally, when we see this moment in time, this is a very, very important moment, because Hillary Clinton, yeah, with the FBI and everything, all those stories.
But it's going to be a repeat of Nixon's second term in office. He stole his re-election and went into office with all these investigations and ultimately had to resign. If Hillary Clinton steals the White House, she's going to go into office. Half of her time is going to be spent deflecting all these various criminal investigations. The other half of the time is going to be doing favors for all of her backers, and she's going to have no time or even interest in looking out for the country and the people as a whole.
Can I put something? I add something to that. When they want to add Hillary Clinton, to do it, it's no way. Because I am like you, you know, we are old school. We are like Commodore 64. We are the old school guys. We look at this and we are watching. We are like, okay, this is impossible. This is an impossible mission. This is
basically at this point, there's been so much fraud going on. Everybody knows about it. If Hillary steals the White House,
everybody
and the corporate media declares she's the president, nobody's going to believe her. She's going in charge
nobody's
of a government that nobody's paying
it.
Attention to. No, I'm not going to pay attention to her. I'm not going to listen to anything the government has to say.
Exactly. Nobody is going to. All those old school guys, we have been here so long. We have been in the internet, in everywhere. We are like, okay, what's going to happen? This woman, I'm sorry, but I want to say this. This woman is not toast. She is, how do you call it? You have toast, but you have ultimate toast.
Well, her goose is cooked.
We're
almost out of time here anyway.
Merde.
Okay. Oh, I hear the word that you're using, and I'm in agreement there. Errol, going to have to let you go. We've got to do a break, and then the Lady Claire is coming on. We are closing the phone lines for the rest of the program so that Claire and I can get some real news out there. So we'll be back after these few words.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.